You hear a clack. What's that? It's dark in the forest at this time of night. Full of uncertain sounds. Ominous sounds, right? You don't know what that is. It's scary to hear things in the dark that you don't know what they are. The silence goes on, maybe even a little too long at times, and you start to notice that, the gaps in the noise. The pauses, you start looking for the sound, just to have some sense of something to cling on to for that escape of the anticipation. Chasing sounds can be addictive, and they can stray you from the path very, very easily. I don't know of anything that is more resilient and more frightening than a human in survival mode. What do you do when you're in those places? When you're hearing those bumps in the night and you can't see what's going on around you? When you're addicted to something to cling on to, that so you could just potentially react, so you can not be staring into that void. Like anything else in life, right? You take a moment and you stop. You pause, you listen, you come back to yourself. If the world outside around you is scary and in that dark, well, at least you have the familiarity of your breath. And you can take that strength and you can take it into one step forward. Making sure that you're still on that path. Not chasing game trails off into the night to try and get to the quickest escape or the quickest shortcut back to the Tavern Post Inn. But you take it one step at a time. And surely enough, as you follow that path, that inner guidance, that outer guidance, wherever you want to make it. It's a lot of different factors. It's both internal and external. But you stay to that path. You start seeing some dancing little lights going off in the distance. Little glows, little faint, little fairy lights. Little wisps dancing through the moon. You take a step closer and slow closer. Eventually you see something a little familiar. You see some weirdly shaped trees hanging over a steep, steep incline. Nuzzled right in there, you see a door. Full of noise? Familiar noise. The noise of Kermit the Frog playing the banjo. The noise of Ogre Stew being chillied up. More importantly, the noise of a friend. The noise of someone you know is safe. And you've welcomed yourself back into the Tavern Post Inn, and you get to see the beautiful, the luxurious, the sure fine as hell and sexy Jared. Jared, my friend, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. What a lovely intro, Tol. Thank you so much for all the compliments, and you are quite a beautiful person yourself.
Oh, well, it is an absolute pleasure to have you here, as always, at the Tavern Post Inn, as we're serving up different types of onions as we peel back the layers of these ogres, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to thank you for just always being such a lovely, faithful host here at the Tavern Post, and you make it so easy to open up and have these conversations related to the question of the week. And I think that I would rather be sitting here discussing the question of the week with you than being outside, because as you talked about, it's a new moon, it is dark out there. I think I just somehow meandered my way here by accident, you know, rather than going into like a river or something like that and getting myself all wet. I'm really glad to be here, and I had a clear path to get here, so I'm very grateful for that.
Well, tell me about that then. Tell me about some of the stops you've made in the recent past to get over to back to the Tavern Post Inn.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just making my way through the woods and trying to make out what looked to be the signs to get here, but I couldn't quite tell. Listening to the wildlife that I could hear, it wasn't a lot, but just enough to tell me that I was close to some sort of civilization. And then, again, your senses become really in tune to your surroundings when other senses are suppressed, right? So when you can't see that well, you could hear a little bit better. You can feel a little bit better. And just hearing the crunch of the leaves and hearing the faint rustling of water, I could tell I was by the river. And I kind of used that as my guide, just, again, kind of hoping I wasn't going to stumble into it. But I used it as a guide. And, you know, I came up over the hill and I was like, I think this is it. And lo and behold, I started to see that faint glimmer that you spoke of through the trees.
Wow.
And
what a...
hearing a little bit of that noise.
What an ordeal. Wow, Jared. Well, first, I have I have two major takeaways from this, right? First and foremost, traveler, one thing you need to know about Jared is they are a survivor man of sorts. They have honed their survival skills in the barren wilds of the Sonoran Desert. I've seen them take on a saguaro, and I've seen them win that fight. So I do know that there is a certain level of skill set that Jared does indeed have that makes him certainly capable to find those things that are out of the way and a little bit maybe under the crook, right? Second thing I take away from that is, man, my marketing really fucking sucks. If my accessibility is that, like, it requires, like, my own guest to navigate through the wilds of nature and have to rely on the sounds of the animals to figure out what the correct sign is to get here. I have no idea how anyone is supposed to actually listen to the show if, like, that's what my guests are supposed to go through to get here. So I might need to rethink some, like, overall, like, brand approach, I think, maybe from this. But, like, that is a takeaway from this, but happy to have you here, and I'm happy that you were able to intuition and divinate your way through the wilds and maybe make a few critter friends along the way.
Oh, I absolutely made some critter friends, and I'll tell you this, part of the allure of the Tavern Post then is the exclusivity. It's very remote, right? So yes, it may be hard to get there on a new moon or when you can't really make out a sign in the trees, but that's what makes it fun. It's supposed to be an adventure getting out there, right? It's supposed to be a place that not everyone can flock to, but all the locals know where it is. And all the friends know that it's a safe place to congregate in that wild and enjoy the wild. So I wouldn't sell it short, Tall. I think it's a wonderful establishment. If you want to put up some bright lights or LED signs, maybe some highways, that's really up to you. But I also do appreciate the Survivor Man callback, because as they do say, treacherous. Why, treacherous is my middle name. Here we go.
The Agent Desert really Eagle, you never should give that information out about yourself.
No, never.
Oh, well, no, happy to give some fun call outs, right? And on top of that, I'm happy to have you here in all seriousness, Jared. And I do think it's funny, as I think both of us try to make our whether it's for a stop of tea or for a nice bowl of ogre chili, right? Yep. I think we try to make our best to make it accessible, but because of the approach that we take on creativity and not, like, we don't fund this, right? advertise it, and we don't, it is completely free at the same time, too, right? We don't, like, charge and monetize this at all. So, like, it's like the whole game with it, right? We don't, because that's what we believe from a creative standpoint, right? So it really is, like, kind of having to, unless you are, like, someone who is, like, directly searching, like, Descent into Illumination on whatever podcast service, like, I don't know how you're finding this. So if any of you who are listening to this have, like, want to tell me how you found this, that'd be cool. Because good for you. That's all I have to say. But you did really.
What analogy for the Tavern Post?
Yeah, you made it, and you get whatever's on the house. It's fine. Here, welcome here. Just be safe. Just don't be a dick. We have that. As long as we're on that, we're good. We're good.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna help myself to a nice warm cup of some Darjeeling tea.
Ooh, ooh. Now you're speaking the language, Jared. That sounds, like, just pleasant, like, to be honest with you, because, like, I can, it is that floral bit with that just tendency, I think, of a little bit of earthiness in it that just makes it so yummy.
Absolutely. And also take a side of your crispy house tater tots with ranch.
Oh, we only got no tater tots. Like, I don't know how to fry a potato. We have french fries, though.
Okay, I'll take the French fries.
Okay. As long as we're able to make an accord with it.
Freshly sliced.
Now, I have a question for you, Jared. And I have a question for the traveler and the steeple stopping by, too, as well.
Sure thing.
We ask questions here once a week, right? And I have a pretty straightforward question that goes back to your travels, actually, about what you were doing.
Okay.
And you said you had to connect with nature, and you had to connect with wildlife to find your way here. Now, along the way, how did you introduce yourself to those critters? Was it just by your name?
Well, the thing is, like, I didn't really introduce myself formally, like, giving my name, like, hey, it's Jared, because, look, they're animals, right? So I kind of just talked to them about their situation and the natural beauty of our surroundings and the cool brisk in the air and all that stuff. And, you know, they didn't really respond, but I felt at least I'm able to connect over some kind of common subject, whether they can understand me or not. So it was something that
I just appreciate really the fact that maybe they didn't respond to you, Jared, because you didn't introduce yourself to them. And all of a sudden this random person just came up to them and started talking to them about the beauties of their home when they're like, why are you in my home?
I mean, that's a very, very compelling point. So maybe some notes for me in the future. But, you know, I just felt like connecting with them on their level and what they would value and appreciate, which is their home. But of course, here I am invading it, trudging through it. So I could see how that's a little bit disturbing, if you will. But sometimes, I mean, again, when you're talking to animals, they're not going to understand your language. So I think it's more about the approach. Like when I walk up to them, it's kind of like that gentle approach, like not really presenting yourself as a threat or anything, showing that you mean well. I did bring some snacks, so they did enjoy the snacks, but other than that, really not much of a talker, these animals are, so.
I think that's more than fair, but I think you touched on something that's really interesting, right? You talked about how you're able to have this entire exchange based off of an identity of these two different things without even a formal introduction, right? You're able to come from this place and have these exchange based off of your assumptions of what these things are and what these places are, right? And how they perceive you potentially like that, right? And I really think that really shows the power of how much influence language has and what we quantify things and what we put them in those boxes as. And there is nothing more fundamental, in my opinion, to kind of the human experience, at least how you go about on a daily basis, right, than your own individual box. And what I mean by that is, well, what's your name, right? How you go by your introduction, literally, that literally who you are. And like, I am this person, right? As in my case, I am Tal the Journeyed, right?
Yes.
And now the question I have for you, pretty simple, Jared, and I think this is why it's a little bit of a cop-out for me, is because, like I said, my name is Tal the Journeyed. If you could change your name, Jared, what would it be?
If I could change my name, what would it be? Well, funny enough, I actually do have an answer to this question, because it's actually something I just talked about with my wife not too long ago. We somehow got on this conversation of hypotheticals and alternate realities and stuff like that. And I have always thought that if I could pick my name, and I'll preface it with this, I love my name. I think Jared sounds like an intellectual, introspective person, which is definitely very fitting in my personality, and someone that's reliable, incredible, loyal. Again, I think, but we all think that, right? Like, we're all going to think that our name, if we like our name, is a good representation of us. But I think if I had to pick any other name, I'd probably pick something that's not too far from my name, actually. I probably would go with James. And I like James because it similar to how I know Jared kind of has like this notoriety for having this biblical appeal. I like how James has a very historical appeal. It's very classy, sophisticated. And I think that name itself carries a lot of the same traits I would want to present in myself. And on top of that, I mean, it doesn't hurt that one of my favorite movie franchises happens to be 007. So, you know, James Bond.
Yeah.
Not necessarily someone you want to look up to, but again, the character and the look and the posh, definitely something I can get behind. So I think,
well, that you love the mythos of it.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, I love the whole spy mythos and just the kind of personality that comes with that kind of just sophisticated character that can intelligently handle business. And I think we've talked about this before, like my masculine identity, I think, would still fit with that kind of a name, right? Like it kind of just depends on, again, teach their own, right? Whoever you are, like what you kind of see in yourself, like your name has to connect to that personality and that identity. So I think that would actually fit me quite well.
Now, would you make your own Bible too?
I don't think so.
You don't think you come out with the King James Bible, the actual truth?
You know, maybe if I was born in like 1500 AD, maybe I would, but today, not a chance.
No, I really appreciate that. Now, so I really think that it's fun that you chose, like, especially something with the historical significance. You know, just knowing you as an individual, I think that makes a lot of sense, right? I think that you are someone who would takes that, always that thought of that historical lens into consideration. I think that's really apt of how you would want to express yourself and describe yourself. Do you now think that James has a better historical significance in culture than Jared?
Ooh. I think more significant overall, probably. But to be fair, I think Jared does date back a lot farther.
Mm-hmm.
It dates back to Hebrew times. James is a more recent incarnation, if you will. So I think both names have their appeal. I actually love how old my name is and how storied it is. Like it goes back to, again, we're thinking about thousands and thousands of years ago, the first people who were named Jared, it was actually, like, it was pretty much spelled like Jared, but in Hebrew. And from the cradle of the ancient civilization in Mesopotamia, in that area, all that stuff. So it definitely traces its roots back very far. And your pronunciation sounded a lot better than mine, so thanks for adding that wrinkle in there. But yeah, I mean, I think James has a cool appeal to it too, as well. So I definitely see, like, both names fitting for me. But if you're going to ask me if I would ever change it, no. I love my name too much to change it. But if I had to, I would, to that name specifically. Like, if I had to assume a new identity or something like that, like... But then again, maybe it'd be too obvious, so maybe I might have to make it like a middle name or something, but you never know.
No, I think that would be really, I think that's a beautiful name choice, Jared, and I think that has a lot of meaning and reflection into you, so I think that really, really, you nailed the head on it. I think it's perfect because it's your expression, right? So I was really honestly not expected for you to have such a quick answer on that, you know? And that's why you always keep an open mind. I'm surprised, you know, like I said, I was surprised that you were like, oh no, it's clearly this answer. I'm like, huh, wow. That's so good to know about. I didn't know you would know that. Now, would you be upset if I called you James from that one, or do we still go by Jared for now?
I would still go by Jared.
Okay, thank you. I'll make sure to respect that.
Maybe if there was like an alias that would make sense, like in a kind of like a context where it makes sense, then sure. But I do really love my name, like my given name. So.
No, and I think you touched on something that's really important about, like, why I don't consider myself having a dead name, right? As someone who has gone through the process of, for an all practical purposes, change their name for on a daily life, right? I still keep my birth name, and I still go by it to my immediate family who were the ones who birthed me and called me that and raised me, right? And the reason that is for me is because it is a way for me to honor my ancestors and keep that veneration, right? And for my direct living ancestry, right, is within my spiritual practice. Because I'm like you. I don't have that issue of hating my birth name. I don't know, or my quote-unquote dead name, right? I like my name. I like what I was born with, and I think it means a lot and it holds a lot of sentimental value to me, and that's not a part of myself that I necessarily want to... to kill, for lack of better words, right?
Yeah.
And so even though for in all my expression of my daily life and how I go about on my daily basis and finances and business and all that, you know, and everything like that, and especially my creative expression, right, with Tall and everything, yes, like that, and all for all practical purposes, that is, you know, that's my name and everything like that. But I understand very much wanting to keep that, you know, for your ancestry and the kind of that living honor at the same time when there is nothing to. It's how I think you can have that kind of honor and that legacy and still be able to have your own expression, right? It's just having that network and who you choose to express yourself to, right? You know, are you introducing yourself to an animal on the path, or is this a loved one that you're sharing intimacy with, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely.
No, and I, as always, as someone who has gone through the process of changing their name and gender, and for someone, since you were on the before and after, let me just take a moment to acknowledge your inclusivity and appreciation, because, you know, that's something that's really hard in our society for quite a few people who, with this, you know, trans equity stuff that just struggles in our society, right? And people really struggle with including that those things that maybe don't express themselves in that cis heteronormative box. And as someone who is, you know, is not to plug anything into the future or in the past, depending when this episode comes out, you know, not to get into your descent, but knowing from where your origin point is and knowing where our origin point was together, I couldn't have asked for a more inclusive best friend to be able to walk through that path with and to really be supportive on what it means to express myself in with a different name change and everything like this. So I wanted to take a moment to just appreciate you as a strong ally and taking that moment to just be present when you could have not been present, like a lot of people chose not to be. So I love you, buddy.
I love you too, Tall. And thank you for being there for me. Thank you for giving me the space on your podcast and the Tavern Post Inn, and just being you and always being authentically you. I think that I always, the one core tenet I always bring to my interpersonal relationships and to life in general is just having a seek to understand mentality. And honestly, we all have our like moments when we first find ourselves in a certain situation or we're confronted with something and we're asking the questions we don't understand, but you have to take that step back and take those steps forward in the right direction. You have to really just be a genuine person, be there for people, seek to understand, because I think just a lot of good comes out of that. There's a lot of hate that comes out of just not choosing to acknowledge someone's individual situation and their perspective and then trying to make them check a box. It's just not fair. And I think that, why would I treat you any differently? You've always been you. And I love that you still respect your given name, obviously for your family and things like that. I think Tall is a beautiful name. It reflects the like amazing, gorgeous soul that you are. And honestly, like there's nothing that really changed in my eyes when you transitioned. Like you're still the same person. You're just being who you are, and you're opening up to me with these changes because they're reflecting of where you're at in your journey. And that's why you're Tall the Journey. So
there's some irony to that and some very direct, you know, I'm a creative soul. What can I say?
You are.
You're real creative with the so naming, well, right? Just like a pirate.
Yeah, I love it. It's like those identities that you saw more in like olden times, right? Like now in the modern era, we have like first, middle, last name, but there was a time where you'd have like your first name and then it would be like the this, the that, like something about you, something that's reflective of your personality. And those would almost be like just badges of honor that you would wear. And that's kind of how I feel about your name.
Well, I appreciate that. There's, again, some intentionality behind that, but I will leave that up for the traveler and the steeple to decipher between the ether waves.
Wonderful. Well, wonderful, wonderful.
Well, Jared, before we meander on out of here and we begin to end today's episode, is there anything that you'd like to add or anything you'd like to say to the traveler that stopped on by?
I would say just be yourself. Be true to yourself. and take those moments to self-reflect in your own life and do things for you and for no one else. Like, don't try to please other people. Be a good person, but just stay true to yourself. I feel like that's a really good lesson that you've taught me and taught the listeners of this podcast. And ultimately, things like changing a name could be scary, but it's not really as scary if you're really honest with yourself, true to yourself, and you're doing stuff for yourself and not trying to conform to fit other people's standards. That's where I'll leave it.
No, I think that, as always, Jared, you leave such beautiful words for when I struggle to say the simplest things sometimes. And I think that you can understand it better. It doesn't matter what you're struggling with, and it doesn't matter even what your causes and conditions might be at this point. You always have the option to figure out the healthy way to express yourself and to take that time to honor whatever your internal monologue is and whatever that agency is trying to scream at you. You know, you always have a way to find a healthy way to express that and to ideally do it with maybe even some compassion and kindness, right? I think you really did a good job of saying that, Jared, so I won't add anything too crazy to that. But other than simply Traveler, Steeple, Jared, you are loved and you are enough.
Amen.
Once more.